Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. The statements made by Prime Minister Nawaf Salam about his desire for urgent normalization with the Jews do not represent Muslims in any way. Rather, they represent him and those who brought him to power. These statements are treacherous to Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. Amidst the atmosphere America is spreading in the region through its President Trump calling for peace with the Jews, and in accordance with the Abraham Accords that came during his ominous visit to the region, and the submission of Arab and Muslim rulers to go along with this agenda, to the point that the best one of them can say is, quote, "We will be the last to normalize with the Jews." In this context and direction came the statements of the Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam during his interview with the American CNN network published on May 30, 2025, in which he said, quote, "Normalization is an integral part of the peace we want to see tomorrow, not the day after." When asked about the different negotiation tracks and their interrelation, his response was that he does not like the idea of multiple tracks. This indicates he wants to take rapid steps toward surrendering to the Jews, even without tying it to the peace process in Palestine. But these statements sparked widespread rejection and controversy, prompting his media office to issue a statement urging people to watch the full interview and not to take things out of context or place them in false frameworks. It is said that Salam's positions are clear and not open to interpretation or distortion, and that Lebanon adheres to Arab constants, and that any normalization with Israel can only come after the establishment of a Palestinian state, not just through agreement on a path, and that the acceptable peace with Israel is the just and comprehensive peace based on the Arab Peace Initiative endorsed in Beirut. Whether his stance is hastening normalization without tying it to a peace track or adhering to the Arab constants of surrender, both positions are nonsense and worthless to Muslims. Citing the Arab Peace Initiative or the establishment of a Palestinian state, that is invoking collective betrayal or the surrender of those claiming to represent the people of Palestine, does not justify these statements or this rush toward normalization. The issue of Palestine is not the issue of Arabs based on ethnicity, nor is it a Palestinian issue based on nationalism. Rather, it is the issue of Islam and its people, a cause for which the righteous shed their blood so that these lands may be strongholds of honor for Islam and Muslims. They continue to offer their lives for the sake of removing the usurping, occupying Jews from the land of the Muslims. Therefore, such statements represent only those who made them, not Muslims. In truth, they represent those who brought him to power. As for the position of the Muslims in Lebanon, it is the position of an ummah, not of a particular state here or there. What is strange about such statements is that they come while the enemies of Allah and the Muslims, the Jews, are still shedding the blood of our people in Palestine in general and in Gaza in particular, imposing the harshest forms of siege, destruction, starvation, killing, and working to force displacement in full view of the entire world. Moreover, Jewish aircraft and drones have been roaming the skies of the very country of which he is prime minister for over a year, carrying out killings and destruction without the slightest regard for what they call sovereignty or independence. They do not care about ceasefire agreements, international condemnations, or American guarantees. This same America sees that keeping you under Jewish bombardment and repeated assaults is the most suitable environment for you to submit and surrender to its regional project. And let us not forget that Nawaf Salam was a judge at the International Court of Justice before becoming prime minister, a position that should be holding the Jewish criminals accountable for their crimes against humanity, not making peace with them. O Prime Minister, what is this rush you are showing in seeking peace and normalization with the Jews, wanting it tomorrow and not the day after? This indicates that you have taken many steps in surrendering to the Jews to the point that the matter is no longer under the table out of shame before Allah, His Messenger and the believers, but openly declared on the table with unambiguous statements thrown in the faces of the Muslims in Lebanon for them to accept, preparing them to see the usurping, occupying Jews roaming the country, this time as tourists, not occupiers. All of this exposes this new era as one of normalization with the Jews and opening the country to them under the pretext of focusing on reforming and advancing Lebanon. O Prime Minister, a final word to you and those who follow or will follow this path. Lebanon, like Palestine, is part of the land of Islam and does not accept division in any way. Rather, it will, Allah willing, remain united against these treacherous projects. No matter how much you think or it appears that you are successful in your effort to obscure Muslim causes, our voice will remain loud in your ears, saying what you and your backers hate until Allah fulfills His decree through the revival of Muslims and the establishment of their state, the second Khilafah, Caliphate state, on the method of the prophethood. A state that does not make peace with the Jews nor compromise with them, but tears up everything you have signed or will sign and fights them in fulfillment of the promise of our Lord Almighty. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. Then, when the final promise came, we sent your enemies to sadden your faces and to enter the temple in Jerusalem as they entered it the first time and to destroy what they had taken over with total destruction. Al-Isra 7. And in glad tidings from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُقَاتِلُكُمْ يَهُودُ فَتُسَلَّطُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَتَّى يَقُولُ الْحَجَرُ يَا مُسْلِمْ هَذَا يَهُودِي وَرَائِي فَاقْتُلُهُ. You shall fight the Jews. You will gain such control over them that a rock will say, O Muslim, this Jew is behind me, so kill him. This is the faith of Muslims living among them through the Quran and Sunnah, and this is how the children of Muslims are raised, to view the Jews as killers of prophets and messengers, as usurping occupiers, and as murderers of their brothers and fellow Muslims in Palestine. No matter what statements you make or what agreements you sign under any label, this belief will not change. As for you Muslims in Lebanon, your position today must be declared and clear from your pulpits, in all your stances and statements, and in every square and gathering, so that you do not fall into the sin of these statements. If you hesitate or pass on any part of this wrongdoing, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as narrated by Abu Dawood, إِذَا عُمِلَتُ الْخَطِيئَةُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَانَ مَنْ شَهِدَهَا فَكَرِهَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا وَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا فَرَضِيَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ شَهِدَهَا. When sin is done in the earth, he who sees it and disproves of it will be taken like one who was not present. But he who is not present and approves of it will be like him who sees. And in a narration by a Muslim, إِنَّهُ يُسْتَعْمَلُ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَرَاءُ فَتَعْرِفُونَ وَتُنْكِرُونَ فَمَنْ كَرِهَ فَقَدْ بَرِئَ وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَقَدْ سَلَمَ وَلَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَابَعَ. You will have rulers, some of whom you approve and some of whom you will disapprove. He who dislikes them will be safe, and he who expresses disapproval will be safe, but he who is pleased and follows them will be indeed sinful. That is, the one who is pleased and follows without hating or rejecting, it is he who will be held accountable and punished. Do not let the multitude of the wicked shake or cause you to hesitate. Allah Almighty says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Say, not equal are the evil and the good, although the abundance of evil might impress you. So fear Allah, O you of understanding, that you may be successful. Al-Ma'idah 100. That is, the disobedient and the obedient are not equal in the sight of Allah, even if the number of sinners is large, and their numbers impress you because those who obey Allah are the successful ones, who will win His reward on the Day of Judgment, even if they are few. As for the disobedient, they are the losers, even if they are many. So show Allah what He loves and is pleased with. Clear, bold, and unambiguous positions. فَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السِّلْمِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ وَاللَّهُ مَعْكُمْ وَلَنْ يَتْرِكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. So do not weaken and call for peace while you are superior, and Allah is with you and will never deprive you of the reward of your deeds. Muhammad 35, Hizb Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon.